Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote bunts in front of the plate. Shang fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to third. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reagan scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely scores. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerber fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 0 for 0 in the game. Toth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstead moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Flagstead moves to third. Toth moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Flagstead tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brannon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Toth moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Toth scores. Meyer moves to third. Reagan moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Meyer scores. Reagan moves to third. Tate moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reagan scores. Tate scores. Gerber moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to third for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barry moves to third. Russell moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brannon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Barry scores. Russell scores. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flagstead moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Manish picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manish. Flagstead scores. Tote goes all the way around to score. Meyer moves to third. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reagan hits a fly ball towards right. McNeely settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McNeely. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reagan. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Reagan steals second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gerber hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-1 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shult who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Berry scores. It's 13-1, Red Sox. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Flagstead bunts towards the mound. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Russell tags and moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shang moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Beck moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Mannion now catching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Mannion races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Reagan. The throw to the second, and Reagan is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maynish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Russell, and towards Reagan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Maynish moves to third. Schultz moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maynish scores. Schultz moves to third. Two outs. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Guy Sturdy now playing first base. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gerber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell bunts towards the mound. Beck fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Beck. Gerber moves to third. Berry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Gerber scores. Berry moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 14-2, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Flagstead moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 15-2, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mannion moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Mannion moves to third. 2 outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a line drive into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-4 in the game. Russell bunts towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-3 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Wilson pinch hits for Boom Boom Beck. Frank Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Brannan moves to second. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNeely for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 15, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.